Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 8, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the current situation in Zimbabwe following the just ended general elections.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us this evening on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the situation in Zimbabwe as state security agents arrest opposition supporters.
MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa's lawyers are preparing to file papers challenging the presidential election results at the Constitutional Court, setting the stage for a bruising legal fight as Chamisa seeks to overturn President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa's victory.
Mr. Dinaibidi, an MDC Alliance principal, who is wanted together with seven other Alliance members for allegedly inciting public protests over election results, is said to be in Zambia. His lawyer says he is safe. Latest reports indicate that Zambian authorities want to deport him to Zimbabwe.
At the same time, United States Senator Chris Coons says he is concerned about the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe, where at least seven people were shot dead by the Zimbabwe National Army last Wednesday during protests over the delays in releasing the results of the presidential election.
Coons says he is watching the situation in Zimbabwe very closely and is concerned about reports of arbitrary arrests, detentions, and government-sponsored violence. He says these tactics have no place in a democracy and the government must ensure they stop immediately.
Meanwhile, MDC Alliance top officials are on the run following a crackdown on the opposition group after last Wednesday's protests over delays in releasing presidential election results and related issues.
Lapha ke sikhuluma ngodaba lokhetho lweZimbabwe, siyawazi ukuthi solwenziwe ukhetho kodwa lokho kungazani kuyahlupha kweZimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje ke MTC Alliance City izaphanyeka udaba lokhetho lolu khona ngale ke mthethwandaba. Ayikathi ukuthi baluhambisana nini kodwa balamalanga ayisikhombisa ukuthi bakwenze khona lokho. Siyawazi ukuthi ke ukhetho lolu lwanqoba uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa MTC Alliance ekhokhelwa uMnumzana uNelson Chamisa wathi hayi, bathi hayi abasebalivume ibayivuma impumela lokhetho lolu. Kuzobuya ke uMnumzana Tendayibiti zizokuthiwa useZambia kuke kwazama ukuthi bembambe khona ngale ke eChirundu ebanjwa ke ngabantu beZimbabwe kodwa wagcine engene khona ngale eZambia. So ke ugodla lakhe lithi hayi ungani ukahle. Kodwa ke sizwa njalo kule mbiko ethi angabiselwa kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya njalo ke uMnumzana Chris Coons ongusenator lapha ke eMelika uthi hayi okwenzakale eZimbabwe kuyasolisa kakhulu. Ngakho uhulumende kumele akwekele. So ke maZimbabwe mahle lithi ngodaba lolu asixoxeni sibonthi siyalusa ngapha. Kunjalo baba Wanda.
Ndiripo Dube, zvinhu zvakuramba zvichipisa-pisa izvi. Nhasi tiri kuda kutarisa zvekare mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa svondo rapera. Mutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa nemagweta avo vari kuendesa mapepa kukoti vachida kupikisa kuti vaMnangagwa havasirivo vakahwina musarudzo womutungamiri wenyika svondo rapera. Ukuvo uku vatendaibiti vanga vari umwe wenhengo yeMDC Alliance vatiza vaenda kuZambia vanoda kudzorewa kuZimbabwe nevakuru vakuru vokuZambia. Apo zvekare pana senator Chris Coons kuno ku United States anga ari muZimbabwe achiona mafambiro ari kuitwa sarudzo. Iko zvinezvi mashoko avo kupedzisira anoti vari kunetseka chaizvo nezvavari kuona zvakaitika musure mesarudzo, and vanoimba kuti kuda pamwe zvinhu zvichakurumidza kugadzirisika nokuti kana zvikaramba zvakadaro zvinhu zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka. And chimwe chinonetsa zvechokuti vanhu veMDC Alliance vazhinji vari kutiza misha yavo, vari kutsvagwa. Saka tinoda kuti titarise manherano kuti tione kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika, kuti pfungwa dzedu dziri papi, tichigowana pfungwa idzodzo parinhasi. Tuve.
Yes, we are joined by Mr. Delani Masie Mhlanga, who is a journalist based in Zambia. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program. Hi, good evening. So, in English, can you tell us, we are told that the IPT is in Zambia. What are you hearing there, Mr. Mhlanga?
Okay, the information I heard so far is that the IPT is in Zambia. Although when you are at the, you do know that the border, the Chirundi border is a one-state border. So when IPT entered the, actually when you entered the Zambian side, the papers were sent. It comes with a letter, an asylum seeking letter, and it was sent. And the time when the double minister said they wanted to get it, it was too late because already the papers were sent. So that's the information I have right now. I'm yet to hear some more information when I ask around.
Yes, so ke lapha siyakhuluma la ngesintu, sicela ke ukufaka ngesintu khona okukhulumayo, baba Mhlanga.
Yes,
sicela ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele, ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele khonoko ke okwethulele abantu ngesikhiwa. Sicela ukufaka ngesiNdebele.
Oya, bengithi mina obuthi ubeye ngumuntu ngingizile, ube ngumuntu okade fani. So, okubuye kuhle nje ukuthi yena ukhohlwe kuZambian side, bamstampela ama-papers akhe, amadoda baye eZimbabwe kade emsaming ngakambambi. So, okwenza ukuthi yena ekwanisa ukuthi angene ngapha kube nama-discussions kanye nama-authorities njengoba ibhoda lyana ndilalo likhangelene eZimbabwe ngapha nalezaithe one step bhoda lyana ayihluphi kangako, but otherwise kenzakale njalo ama-authorities eZambia akade sebebe ne-jurisdiction over UBT. So njengokwanisa ukuthi labamade beyemifuna beZimbabwe ukuthi bemthole. So seZambia isis.
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying is that Mr. Biti, actually when he went to the border, he gave the Zambian authorities his papers, you know, his travel documents. So he says this is the one-stop border at Chirundu, so he can easily interact with any officials there. So do you have a question for him?
Do you know where he might be at the moment?
No, I might lie, because I haven't really followed it up, but I think by tomorrow I will know. I have that information.
Where do people in his situation taken on arrival? Do you have an idea?
No, I don't have an idea. Usually these things are kept a big secret.
Right. yes. Mm-hmm. That's true. Right.
So, taking into account, Mr. Mhlanga, that Mr. Tendai Biti is there, what is the press actually writing about this issue and the situation in Zimbabwe? How is the press actually covering this?
Okay, the press is actually covering this, but you know, they are not really, in a sense, we have our private-owned press, and then you have the public one or the state-owned broadcasters. From what I've been learning from the radio, no one is really like showing, they are very, what's the word I want to use? They are not, in a sense, showing time. They're not to say, no, what the Zimbabwean government is doing is wrong, or whatever, they're just reporting. So not knowing as things unfold, at times there are these legal houses which can maybe later on to take side and see how it will unfold.
So in terms of relations between Mr. Mnangagwa and the president of Zambia. How are they? And if they are so much of very close, do you think that maybe the president of Zimbabwe can influence, you know, the Zambian president to actually deport Biddy?
Now, the last time I checked, the relationship was fine, okay? So, not more with this. Rumors have it again that if you remember, there is Joao, the nephew to Mugabe.
Yes.
It seems also he also entered into Zambia. Okay, that is according to rumors. But from that moment on, we never saw any what you call this, any form of maybe their relationship becoming sour or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So far, I think so far so good. And I don't think Mnangagwa will have any problem with Zambia. Zambia is known for this. You know, any time when there are people who seek asylum, Zambia has always been very helpful from a long time ago.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I don't think he's going to be mad at the president of Zambia over this, because Zambia always has red open arms to people seeking political asylum. It's a haven in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeye ngesindebele sicela ukuthi sikubuze ukuthi kambe ubona zani ke umongameli weZimbabwe angakhulumisana yini lo mongameli weZambia ukuthi kubiselwe ubaba lo khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe amafutshane ba
mina ngingazikhona futhi izathu ebuyele khona le eZimbabwe but engibonayo ukuthi anti into leziyakhangela ukuthi icala lalo ngelinjani ukuthi bafuna ukuthi benithatheleni so ngendlela okay, ngokubona kwami ngendlela into eziningazo akumele kube kaphethi angikhothi umongameli arabhe ngazo ma ngoba into phela azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe politically nesense especially to ama-opposition leaders. So angazi khona futhi bengakhulumisana kumbe zingahamba njani but the wise thing kathethi engayenza umongameli weZambia ukuthi hayi ekuyenike libika cashe ngapho ngokubona kwami.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. I really appreciate that you actually joined us on this program. Thank you so much.
Siyabonga
lathi kakhulu. So, bye-bye, Mhlanga.
Okay,
bye. Yes, so that is Mr. Tirani Masiye Mhlanga, a journalist in Zambia. So, now we are joined by Mr. Katsira Churumanzu of ZANU-PF. Baba Wande, go ahead.
Magadini ko Churumanzu.
Aiwa tinosimba zvedu makadii ikoko kuAmerica.
Aiwa tiri nani tiri kuverenga zvakawanda wanda. Chii chiri kuitika muZimbabwe nhaye vachirumanzo?
Chireva pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika mairarano nei. Ndandinyatsonzwisisa mubvunzo wenyu.
Zvaka nyika yakagadzikana here nokuti pane nyaya dzekuti mushure masarudzo makaita mirishonga dzakati vanhu vakashutiwa and zvimwe zvakadaro izvo pari zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvinhu iye zvino pari zvinhu zviri quiet. Of course tino urombo personally inini zvangu tino urombo pane dzomuri dzakadi dzakashayikirwa navanhu but asika savanhu vabva nezvamatongerwo enyika kure kure. Blame iri paNDC. Vanhu vakatanga kukambena murunyararo vakandovhota murunyararo then ava vana vaNDC alliance kuzoti aiwa isusu tisitahwina and so forth ndokutanga kuinsite vanhu ndokuzotanga kuzoita bongozozo zvokuti chunhu chakashamisa munhu wese kuti sure gore rino through leadership yava Mnangagwa vanhu vangaikwanisa maopposition parties kugara pamwe chete vachimwadoro vachiseka kuizvi zvazobva nepi now zvinhu zvinosikamwa hazvo nyika yese jekeri kuti aiwa varipo vapuwa zvitakwisa vakazoita noizi iyoyo zvakazokonzeresa kuti pazuvana vangu vakazoshaika.
Hamuzvioni sekuti vanhu vanga vashaya mukana wakakura wokuti vasvitse zvichemo zvavo kune vane masimba okugadzirisa zvinhu?
Hakuna kuti vanhu vanga vashaya mukana. Vanhu vomuZimbabwe vakadzidza, vanoziva kuti mutemo unofamba sei. Vanhu vanoziva kuti kana pachinge pane nhunha zvinoenderana namaelections pane nguva inozi vaya vanenge vachida kupikisha vanofanira kuenda kune makoti kana kuti zvematare nguva yakati then nuna idzodzo dzogadziriswa asi pano umwe akada kugurishira nzira iyoyo vanova vanhu vei VMDC Alliance Leadership ndozvakazokonzeresa izvozvo.
Yes, Julian.
Yes, I think we've got a caller. Let's take a caller, then we go back to Mr. Chirumans. Mm-hmm. Oh, you wanted to tell people what he was saying.
I think he was very clear.
Mm-hmm. He's blaming the
MDC Alliance, and he says that they also later found that some of the people were a little bit intoxicated, which I think will be disputed by quite a number of people.
Yes, I think we've got a caller on the line right now. Let's hear the caller. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Oh, very fine. What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Timezweni Ndlovu.
Yeah, Timezweni, how are you?
No, I'm very fine, my brother. I'm phoning in Tete.
Yeah, so I was telling about Timezweni. Ukubona njani konke konoko kwenzakala?
Okay, bengicela nje ukuyisikhatshana futhi ngengede into ezishana emvona ziqakathekile ukuthi simele sizinazelele njengamaZimbabweans.
Yeah, cela utshanga amafutshane sibili ngoba kula bantu abaningi kakhulu. Yeah, qhubeka
baba. Okwakuqala idemokhrasi kumele inanzwe ngokuthi amalunga wonke abe participatile kuma-elections ahloniphane. Ngisola ubaba uChulumanzi osola iZANU-PF MDC Alliance ukuthi yekhoze i-violence kuphela. Ye ingabe ikhozile kodwa i-National Army labe ongamelanga besebenzise amabhulethi lawa ayensindo. Kumele mhlawumbe nxa bathumele amasosha mbe bahaqaze ngamanzi alana ababa ukuze baseve umphefumulo wabantu. Ngoba phela umthetho mfowethu yikuthi sibambe isigangi sisifundise umthetho, hayi jaji ukubulala. Even iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu uthi umntana wakhe ngawona umnike inkume. But e-Africa lapha isiphithi ukuthi sinikane inkume umuntu kumele afe, afele the way of politics. It's so pity. Akula democracy lapha kathi sizakhula nini kwezokubusa. Phela ukwehlukana ngama-ideologies asikuthi babagande ngehlukana layo sengiyisitha sakho. So okwesibili ngilusizo nxa ukuthi ubaba uPete usebalekile bekumele abuye ekhaya bengamhluphi azi-expresse khona ke ngitsho ukuthi ukwehlukana ngama-ideologies isikhathi sibakhula nini ma-Afrika singalwi asehlukanenile ku-violence sidise siphikisana angcono silwe impi yomlomo hatshi impi yokubulalana uNkulunkulu kakisi izibusiso nxa abantu belokhu bebulalana yaziwa phela okwenta izwe lethu lokhu lisiba lo mnyama kula zulu akula mali the heavens are angry because of our attitude as Africans.
Yes, yakuzwa ke elokugcina ungathini nxa sukhangele kukhumbuzani khonokhu okwenzakala eZimbabwe namhlanje?
Ye, kuyangisabisa kuphose kungikhumbuze i-Gugground. Wefere ngifane ngangisesemncane but ngangakuzwa okunye abantu bebulawa besenzani. And okokugcina ngithanda ukuthi ngike nga-observe ama-elections. I-democracy le-freedom yabantu abangaboniyo azange ngiyibone. Ngabantu abangaboniyo lokhu bengakatholi i-brave language lokhu benyenyezela abantu kuthiwe bebile abantu ababathembayo. Akukho safe mfowethu lokhu yena kathi sizakhula nini ukuze sinanze uZulu wonke honestly.
Awuboni ke mfowethu Dumezweni uthe sibongombani Dumezweni?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu enkulu engehlula umboko wayo ugaba igaba onyathela kuzwakale phansi.
Lapho ijayele sibili lezo zangelo zakho sibongele kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu.
Endlovu. So that is
ungabuchamisa engagivi up abambelele. Yeah, abambelele aluma amazinyo vele angavuma abambelele kuze kufike ekupheleni kuyalunga lokhu.
Sibonge kakhulu Ndlovu, thank you so much. Now, that is Mr. Ndlovu in Tete, that is Matabele North Province. He says, you know, in a democratic state, you are supposed to respect your opponent. Even if your opponent beats you, that's it. So that's democracy. And then he says, you know, as of Tendai Biti, he says, you know, it's a pity that he has to, you know, go to Zambia and seek political asylum. And he says, this reminds him of the time when there was Kukura Wundi and all those things, when he was young, obviously. But he has heard of those atrocities. But he says what is needed in Zimbabwe is peace, peace, and peace. And therefore, he says, Mr. Chamisa should not let go. He says he should put pressure on the establishment in order to get what is his, you know. But I think he ended by saying that in this election, there was no transparency as far as disabled people are concerned. Those who can't, who have got some, you know, disabilities, around blindness and all those kind of things. Says Braille was supposed to be used as a language. You know?
The director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Regis Namkoko, said the same thing this morning about the absence of any consideration for the people who are impaired or physically, handicapped.
That's right. So, in that case, maybe we've got Tabita Kumalo. Let's hear whether Ms. Tabita Kumalo is there now. Are you on the line, Ms. Kumalo of the MTC? No, I'm sure she is not yet on the line. Let's go back to Kathira Chirumanzu. So, Mr. Chirumanzu, if you are blaming the MTC Alliance of inciting violence, why did the state react in a way that was violent?
You know, sometimes you guys, you are not serious. It looks like as if you are not human beings. How do you react to people who destroy property? People that burn the cars? People that stop the entire economy of Harare to stop? And you want those people to be treated with kid gloves? Are you sane or you are insane? How do you deal with the thugs? Thugs need that kind of treatment, full stop and a period. And this is why you find that there is peace right now in Zimbabwe. And who provoked the entire situation? It is the MBC Alliance, right? MBC Alliance won the entire of Harare, your constituencies, and no one complained. MBC Alliance won in Bulawayo, and no one complained. So where do you want the blame to be portioned? Now you are looking at the after effect of that the army was reacting to a situation which was very, very dangerous. And you wanted the people of Zimbabwe to be in the news that there is something. How many people are dying there in America? You have to be serious. So at the end of the day, don't even call us. Anyway, at the end of the day, this country belongs to blacks.
Yeah.
And we are going to treat criminals like criminals.
Mr. Chirumanzu, you are here to explain. Yes. You don't have to be shouting and insulting or anything like that.
I'm not insulting.
Yes.
But
this is an opportunity.
By people that needs to move forward.
This is
and
an opportunity.
We are going to move forward.
This is an opportunity for you to tell the people exactly what you think. You are doing very well. Just don't be upset and start insulting people.
No,
that's not what we are here. Anyway, that is settled.
That is to survive. And they must not survive through, persuasion, which you are calculating, like the studio says. This is why you are there. Which is simple. Why would the American government set up a studio service? What for?
Now, so
we are not dumb, we are not stupid, and you know it for yourself that you are being paid by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in America.
So, so just 1 second, Mr. Chiruman.
Oh, gosh.
Studio 7 may be what it is, but it didn't attack people. So what we're saying is, can you explain, why is Studio 7
being news about this? What has it that got to do with America?
Okay,
why?
Okay, fine.
Can you answer that question?
We know that we were granted permission by the Zimbabwean government to cover the elections in Zimbabwe, and it shows
right.
that we are very official.
Now, if you were given that permission, why, who doesn't know who was your agent here in Zimbabwe? Who doesn't know that MBC started this all nonsense we are having today?
Okay.
Who doesn't know that? And you wanted to profess ignorance. Who doesn't know that?
No, okay, fine. We've got an MTC Alliance
person. You agree? Okay, fine. But do you agree that it is MTC Alliance that started this all havoc? Do you agree?
No, let's hear what the MTC says. We've got an MTC person right here.
It's not for us to say, Mr. Chirumanzu.
You know, your agent who was here knows what happened, what transpired.
Yeah.
Which political parties instigated all this? You know it, and your agents know that.
Okay.
Why do you want to beat about the push?
All right, Mr. Chirumanzu, let's bring in Mr. Vita Kumalo of the MTC Alliance. Ms. Kumalo, good evening, and welcome to the program. Are you there, Ms. Kumalo?
Yes, I'm there.
I think you heard what Mr. Chirumanzu was saying. I guess he's still there. If he's got the phone, we're going to phone him back. Saying that you guys started the whole problem in Zimbabwe by protesting on the streets and all those kind of things. Can you respond to what he's saying?
I don't understand what he's trying to say, but why should we start it? The people that voted are Zimbabweans. We have an interest on how Zimbabwe is run, who are demanding a better livelihood than what they are going through now. So obviously, the people are the government. As politicians, we are government. We are employed by the people of Zimbabwe. So they have a right to demand a prudence and transparency, whatever they are demanding, in terms of the employers of the so-called our employers. They are demanding to see whether we have done the job that they sent us. And it's within their constitutional right anyway to do that. So I don't understand him when he claims that it was MDC. We don't have soldiers. We don't have an army. And the commander-in-chief of the army is their boss in the Mnangagwa. So, and anyway, what was the reason of going to the street with the gun? When people were walking around doing their, minding their own business and trying to make money or to look after their families, and people are shot at point blank range on their backs when they're not even running, they are walking. Who is the army? The army belongs to government in Mnangagwa. They should tell us why they unleashed the army. Our understanding that is that the army belongs to the barracks. The role of the army is to look after the country, not its citizens. To protect the country so that the citizens are not affected by anything.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are supposed to maintain law and order are the police. And police don't carry guns and shoot just like that, random shooting.
Yes.
Six people that are dead.
See, I was on my Kumalo. Tell me if I can get in the middle of my channel. I'm a chance for 1 minute.
I am my little romance, you know, Kiruti, Tianjay, and Kali, and DC, Kesuli, and Kanti, E. Ami, AMTC, Kiknakla, Ami, Peraslam, Popo, Esivas, William Popo, Unangakwa, the Lesaniat, Ivalim Popo, and Langawunjan. Can Avant Wangahamba buy a vote? Bathi sebevotile bakhonone ukuthi impumela yokuvota kwabo bayisikho abakwenzileyo balelungelo ngesisekelo sombuso sakuleli lishi ukuthi batshengisele ukuthi hhayi eselikwenzela yisikho ethina esikwenzileyo njalo akula muntu olelungelo lokuthi aphoziphuma nje mahlayana nangokuthi kudubula abantu esebulala abantu imisebenzi yamasotsha yokuthi bagcine ilizwe singaze sangeni layizitha.
Yes, I was a colleague, Makumalo, Sia Makulu. Do you have any question for Mr. Tabitha Khumalo? Oh, let's take a caller first before we go to Makumalo.
Okay. Muripa, repar nare?
Claro,
Hello,
sir. How are you?
Katena varipo varunari.
Diripo, munonzani?
Katena.
Dorana.
Katena. Tinenya ya ipana pa. Mukati batira wone ma nifungwa zanyu nenya ya tina.
Ya nyanda inzwa angu. Ndambudziko nomurume ari kutaura yanzi yani.
Nikadzira chirumanzu.
Vanonzi vagadzira chirumanzu vezano PF.
Ya vachiri mhandi izvo vari kutaura ka izvotaura nomunhu akadzidza akaenda kuchikoro asina kuna paine rukurwo vanhu nokuti masoja kana achinge auya kunyange vanhu vangu vari mumistrit ibasa remapurisa asi masoja akazosvika ipapo musoja akatrenwa kuuraya chete ukadaidza musoja wataita kuti uya uzouraya vanhu nokuti chokwadi kwadi isinama dzakafa ka tinonzwa kurwadziwa mazhinji nokuti vanhu vakanga anzi voice romunhu asingagone kutaura nomunhu ari kutaura naye kudemonstrata saka vanhu vakademonstrata nokuratidza kuti zvatavhota isusu hazvisirizvo zvabuda musarudzo isusu ndisitinoziva zvabuda musarudzo tiri kutaura zvakutonyeserwa zvizvipo saka vanhu kana vanzi vataurirei zvakadaro kudaidzai masoja muurai vanhu ivavo kurauta achirumanzi kana vari loya kana vari ani hangavadzokere kuchikoro vanovhidha futi nyaya yepolitics. Don't politics as in the robber. kana munhu achitaura zvinoda kuti ndidzi zvakati havamurambidze ngatimirire chinhu kuti chamisa chaanotichi anoitirwa kotei kotei ngaive transparent kana dzaakuita nyaya yacho nokuti zvimwe zvino kutirwadza isusu isi zvisi takavhota zvisiwo zvamavhotero atikaita murume akahwinawo zviri pachena
ko zvapane mashoko okuti zvanzi kwanga kwakupunziwa dzimba mawindo nezvese izvo saka masoja akazouya munopaavona sei
zvakanaka pani masoja ndaakakonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvipunze pakutangisa nyaya ichitanga nyaya yakatangira kuna posi yatanga nyaya kuna posi ka vanhu vaichitaura nemapurisa mune zvakanaka vachikurukura vesevese mune zvakanaka mapurisa nzoti vakaita senti masoja azouya takauya masoja vanhuhonde pakati aa saka kunzova maita masoja matite yahonde here yamadaidzi vemasoja ndopakatanga kuputswa zvinhu kuuya kwemasoja kwakakonzeresa kuti kuputswe zvinhu
aiwa aiwa tazvi tinotenda tinozvitenda chose totenda mashoko enyu is saying that Mr. Chirumanzi you know
is out of order
he is saying that this was an issue for the police not the soldiers and that the people had every right to express their disappointment he is saying that the people were demonstrating, they were talking to the police, they were getting along okay, each one minding their own business until the soldiers arrived. He is saying that there was no need for the soldiers to come and get involved in a civic issue.
And so, for those people that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current situation in Zimbabwe. We hear that Tendai Biti, one of the MTC Alliance principals, is in Zambia, where he is seeking political asylum. Indications are that the Zimbabwean authorities want him to be deported to Zimbabwe. So then we are hearing that the crackdown continues in Zimbabwe against opposition supporters. You know, this follows an election that was conducted last week. So with us today is Ms. Tabitha Kumalo of the MTC Alliance. You also have Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu of ZANU-PF. So now, let's get back to Mr. Chirumanzu. I guess maybe he's still around. Mr. Chirumanzu, are you there? Hello, Mr. Chirumanzu. We're told that his line has dropped. So go straight to Ms. Kumalo. Oh, we've got a caller, maybe. Let's take a caller first. Hello, caller. Kunjani? Yeah, if it's somebody.
James.
Yeah, James. Ubona njani uDabule Zimbabwe?
Ya ngiyamuzwa uChirumanzu lapho uyakhuluma. Kodwa lokho kukhulumayo mina kangimi laye izanu igangile. Kathesi sebejika bathi abantu beMDC Alliance. Umnangagwa lo Chiwenga siyabazi vele ngabezanu baqale bayathathela umgabe. So bekufanele vele baqede bantsarele uChamisa. Ngamasotha la abathembileyo ngoba uChiwenga uvele uthiye ubungane emasotheni amasotha bekufanele akwenze lokho ngoba vele ngabantu bodlame kathesi kutho ukuthi vele iZimbabwe sizahlali isesaba amasotha and umbuso lwesiwubuswayo akusiwo umbuso kamnangagwa sizahlala sibuswe ngamasotha ngoba amasotha yiwo akhipha umgaba esikhundleni so kathesi uthami umnangagwa uzwa ngamasotha ukuthi ebuse njani ilizwe and alikho ilizwe lakhe labuswa ngamasotha atsho ukuthi vele sizahlala sikhala for another coming 5 years so uChirumanzu kayekele ukuthethi ngabantu be-MBC abavusa umsindo bebe-right besiyatshengisela ukuthi bayasola impumela le ekadisota iyathatha isikhathi kuphuma kathi vele bekumele kwenziweni okwenza ithatha isikhathi kuphuma ngoba ama-stations wonke akade evotisa ebeselethile ama-results
hayi-ke siyakuzwa mfowethu James phosele okugcina baba
elokugcina ngithi ayisingadelini laba kade bevotele i-alliance abahambe bebuya nabanye mhlawumbe sonke sicine siyivoteleleyo alliance ukuze sibone ukuthi bazathi bona bavotele ngubani ngomnye umnyaka mhla sekuvota
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathinelwa kusasa Yeah, that is Mr. James. He says, you know, soldiers were actually expected to do what they did, because he's basing this on what happened to the former president, Robert Mugabe. He says that de facto coup was something that was supposed to be replicated if Mr. Chamisa won. So he says definitely people should have expected this kind of move by the army. He says so it's going to be 5 years of suffering, but people should not give up. He says people should fight to the bitter end, but don't use weapons, but use your votes, you know. He says come next time again, you vote for the MTC Alliance, according to him. But he's not happy with what Mr. Chirumanz was saying. Hmm. He literally was saying I was lying, you know. So I guess we've got another caller, right?
Yes, we have another caller. Yeah. Tinokutambira hapa Chirongwa, tirikutaura nani?
Murikutaura na James Dube. Ndikataura nchindevere ka.
Yeah, taura
nchindevere for it, yeah. Kuluma sisi.
Uyazi mina ngimangala uChirumanz. Angikwazi kakwazi ihistory eZimbabwe kombu umuntu onjani. Izano from Tanzania, it did the same thing. Mm. All these 38 years, he has been doing the same thing. Angwagala zelo, ngabantu beZimbabwe. Ufuna nje kube yibo nje abasembusweni besenza into ezingalunga. She was telling the MDC doesn't have any one soldier. And uChirumanzu kabakhulumi ngokuthi abantu bona bana kade bedula abantu labantu ababhizi betshaya abantu ngobani sebezithi bona hayi asibazilaba abantu shasibi kungabe labarebheli eZimbabwe iZimbabwe inamasosha angaka behluleke nje ukuthi behambela zamarebheli lawo uChirumanzu is one of the people ofana lomnanga umnanga he has been doing this thing from Gugura Honde Mramba China and yesterday thing happened in Harare. And I wonder why Zimbabwe they voted this kind of people. I mean this kind of people. This is good. I mean we are suffering just because of this. Some people, the people they are voting for them again.
And your last word, Baba Two.
Baba, ngicela ukuthi uChamisa eme ngenyawo lati siyamsupporta sibili eme ngenyawo ekhulula iZimbabwe leyi ekhulula iZimbabwe wathi enkosi ekhulula abantu beZimbabwe abantu beZimbabwe bafa emazweni lapha bafa abaye baqhuka izandla anyway. But uChirumanzu, they are happy what is happening in this life, and they are shooting people in Zimbabwe. They are so happy for uChirumanzu. Yes.
Yes, Abonga. So that is Mr. James Dube. Today we are having a lot of Jameses. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's saying that ZANU has been doing the same thing over the years. Mm. He says since the liberation struggle, you know, then he talks about the Kukurundi era and others, Mramba Twina and those. So he says, but what is amazing is that these people like Mr. Chirumanzu came that they don't even know those people that were attacking the public. He says, are there any rebels in Zimbabwe? Armed rebels. So he says, as far as it's concerned, Zimbabwe does not have a militia like rebels fighting against other, you know, people. Mm. So he says, no, but at the end of the day, Mr. Chamisa should stand firm and liberate Zimbabwe, according to him. Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe let's go to Ms. Kumalo. Yeah.
That is
Let's go to Ms. Kumalo.
Ms. Kumalo, Mripo.
And Mripo.
Murugunzwa zviri kutaurwa zvese.
Zvese.
Murugunzwa kuti batoreju ndorinokanganisa ndimakadenha vanhu vakazvinyararira vakauya nepfuti dzavo. Ndanzwa vangu muchitaura muchiti izvi hazvina nemusoro wese nekuti batorenyu harina zvombo. Asi kana bato riri kutonga richiramba richitaura zvinhu zvakaita sezvizvi. Ari kukanganisi here muno how do you deal with, how do you counter this propaganda, if you want to call it propaganda?
Hatina propaganda yokukaunta. Zvakuratidza kuti vanhu vapere gwava vawanza mbabu pachitereke chindi chakubvaruka manje. Achiswe sendo chepu chipewe chechindi kuti wanotura sere chepu na matiza. Siri kura amba kuna matiza sere sere tupi achi. Kuzikune jecha. Anditika. Saka ivo, zavano pano kuita kema. Ngawa ite, zirukuda niru jini. Chino kanga anuane watunga miri watunga rwenika. Zavano pinda murumenda hapa. Waka pinda murumenda kwa kutofunga ivo kuti ndio waka kosha. Kupura wanu waka vota. Andi baone. Wanu waka vota ndio warijile urumende. Isusu waka redu ndio uno ita zinzo. Kulenge tatuma ne wanu. Toita nenzira ya wanu uda. Ndio demokrasi yacho iyo yu. Saka nasi isu wala shora asuka kuti warijile kambani. Ino Zimbabwe. Wa zizaru wa zemu Zimbabwe. Shuri kutu kwete zani pia. Kepi eki za kwana. Taneta ni kutambura. Uchi chitamburi wa shoma. Kimbo siya ya sina kutipote rai. Kana iho ya mzo kwa licha hizo kutivaka uina. Kwa churukua koneza kutitore mavie zeni wao. Angana matizwa pa mapoli mteshi nji. Kini verify namba zawati ipa. Nye makaye kuti tukunye muta pa namba tukubuda. Mukatarika kune video ya mkumano ya ZPC. Angache adresa ya presiding officer kunotone. Akati kwa hari. Kuno kukune 612 registered voters mpoli mteshi nji. Saka zuru kupamba sayi kwa vota wangani. Akati ye kwa vota 900 and something. Yes. Kwa 300 ya zeti, iyo zeti ya tuja kune 611. Kita karo zi inga, kita karo zi inga zi 11 hapa. Kili uta ula mwishandi we zeti presiding officer. Angati kwenda kwa ma election zi pa notona. Kana kia uzei kuti, kwa uyari kuti zeti ili kuti pale 611. Kwa uwe nana zi mpeti ya zeti.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kumalo. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller from Zambia. Sabona Baba?
Magadi Ongom.
Dribo Edu Magadi Wande?
Mwana no fara zangu ndoito akuti ni zangu.
Mwanzo Gordon, mwana kuti batsire here nenyaya iyi. Ti udzewa zvamunofunga.
Kuti tirikurwadziwa mukomana kuti kunyepa. Hapana vanhu vachada chinhu chinonzi zano zvachose. Haina kupirwa voterwa iyi. Asi kwakungozvimanikidzira kungopinda pa vasiri kudiwa. Chirumhanzu uyu anonzi Chirumhanzu akasira kudropa. Vanhu vaone dambudziko hwani. Kuti kana vanyanye kuswa pakona vanowanza hacha bozo vanoziva utsinya varikutira vanhu bozo vanhu varikuratidza pachena kuti havachavada andimaona havafaniri kutaura kuti izvo hapana zviri kuitika iye vachiuraya vanhu nefoti MDC haina foti zvachose inodziwana kupi foti chokwadi voramba zvinhu zviri pachena zviri kuoneka hatichada hatichada taneta Badaji yakaora kuora chaiko chaiko. Badaji. Ndiyo mweri kutura ane, yu ya jina ameno wano, they are very weak ya, ameno za wangori. Very weak, matanda ya ameno kutura.
Same shidaro.
Wata mani.
Same shidaro mkuma gote. Same shidaro.
Waka manya, waka kuru kutu, zanzi, 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 The ground is not free and fair. To put a ballot paper, to put down, you know, the voters of Sharamba Buddha. Musuno Silva, Maposa Buddha, Dorothy, Tamsa, and Ambo, Puraya, and the other would have no Namate. She is Ripachena. As a good word, honors Baba, good word. He can get the pindiris. There is a bit of Shunguru, the Churund, Snane Bazari, the one of Matri, Adi, and put on one of. Murumu wake ndoputi.
Aiwa. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gordon, tinotenda mashoko enyu. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. God is saying that people don't want ZANU-PF. We can talk all we want, but people are no longer interested in ZANU-PF. And he says people like Churumanzu, they have nothing to say. They are liars, and this is why they go into a temper tantrum whenever you put them in a tight tight spot. He is very, very critical of SADC and the African Union, and says they are complicit in the oppression of the people in Zimbabwe. And he is not impressed by Ramaphosa either, and he is feeling very, very sad about the situation that Mr. Biti is finding himself in because of need. His fight for the freedom of the country.
Yes, when we've got somebody writing on Facebook, and that is VOA Ndebele. Don't forget that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Ubaba Msunduzwa Ndlovu uyabhala lapha uthi umama uThabita Khumalo kavume ukuthi abantu bafa nje labo beyi MDC balesandla ekufeni kwabantu kwakumele ukuthi bangatshengiseli emgwaqweni. Makhumalo, ngicela uphendule ubaba lapha.
Ngala baba, kasizange sitshengisele. Ungalandela indlela esisebenze ngayo. Uma sifuna ukutshengisela thina njengebandla le-MDC Alliance, esikwenzayo, siyabhalela amapholisa, sibazise ukuthi ngelanga elinje, mhlakazivani, ngesikhathi esithize, sifuna ukutshengisela, sisuke endaweni enje, sidlule laphayana, siyedlula laphayana, siyegcina endaweni enje, sisiyanikeza incwadi endaweni enje. Asikaze singene emgwaqweni singabatshelanga. Okuyenzakalayo lapha zange sithume muntu. Ngabantu abezwa ubuhlungu, sebevotile, sebetshela ukuthi mina ngikaguwinile, yena bengamfuni.
Yes, so sibona ngazani ke nxa abantu bekhuluma abanye njengoba ubazwile lobaba uChurumanzi ukuthi ke ifoni yakhe imane yaqhumeka lapha, kodwa ke ubevele ngani uyakubeka ngani vele ufuqela kini. So ke ukwenzela ukuthi kunganamatheli kini, lingawuthini ngakho khonokho?
Akusezo kunamathele kithi ngokuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele eZimbabwe yangikhona iyakwazi ukuthi njenge-LDC asilabhobho, asilamasotsha. Njalo isizathu sethu ngesani yokuthi sithathe imbhobho sethu kulabantu ukuthi umna ngikaguwinile. Sibadubulelani? Thina sifuna ukumina. Anti ithathe sifuna simine kukhetho. Sesibulalelani abantu, sibabulalele ukuthi umna ngikaguwinile. Avela ngibone ukuthi insuku ukuthi engasezi ukuthi senze khonokho kuyini. Sebeswele ukuthi bazaphendula njani ukuthi babulele abantu. Sebeqasha ngomunye sebesithi ithi MPC silande ukubulala nabantu ndingakade ithi esikhalayo ukuthi zidliwe. IZANU kayivumi ukuthi siyehlulekile, kayivume ukuthi uZulu sekhulumile ukuthi hayi bakithi sesizwile. Ngoba impilo esiphila kulezi nsuku lapho iyesabeka, iyesabeka ukuthi ngensuku zanamuhla sikhuluma kunjenje sekulamaselfoni, kulo muntu ethona engadlanga, kulo muntu ethona edrobhethi edorobheni 25 cent ecelani, kulo muntu ovuya ekuseni isiya emsebenzini mhlaka-1 akaqede mhlaka-31 athi inyangipela athithi yebhenki afika aphiwe $15 eyamakhoyini.
Kulakuyeaaeeilindoda
awulalandlu sapromisa ukuthi housing by 2000 loke sikhuluma nje abantu bahlala ezidangwenini. So uhulumende onjani?
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu.
Education for which education? Bantu sebefundile, bahamba bagraduate ema university, bathengisa ama-toothpick emgwaqweni, bathengisa amanzi le-airtime. Kuyini khonokho?
Hayi,
abazali
sebevula
ekuseni besemsebenzini, besathengisa amatamatisi emkambo, abantwana bethu abafundileyo bevela ema-university bangaphansi kwama-bridge banapha itshwala. Indaba yezanu, hayi bo, sokwanile mani.
No, thank you so much, Makhumalo. Just stay on the line. So we've got Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi writing. Uthamisa ulempawu ezifana qathu lezalo wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Wadliwa kumakavume. So let's get a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line. From Britain, eh?
From the UK, I think.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. This is Wilbert Mukori.
Ah, Mr. Mukori, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely furious. These elections should not have taken place. I think we need to be honest with ourselves. MDC was warned that ZANU-PF will rig the elections. And Chamisa himself came out publicly and said MDC has got stringent measures to stop ZANU-PF rigging the elections. So he went into these elections knowing that ZANU-PF will rig them, but confident that MDC will still win. Now that he has failed to win, we are back to where we were again, in the, as happened in 2013. This is absolutely ridiculous. FDC were warned ZANU-PF will rig elections unless we implement the reforms. Why did MDC go into these reforms, into these elections without reforms?
That's an interesting question.
So in a way, you are saying that the MDC was not supposed to take part in these elections. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. What is the point of keeping on participating in an election that you are told these elections are going to be rigged unless you do A, B, C, D? Then you say yourself, no, we've got stringent measures to stop them rigging the elections.
Mm.
And then those stringent measures came to nothing. Why did MDC, for instance, go into these elections without even something as basic as a verifiable voter's roll?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know who is going to vote if you don't have a voter's roll?
Mm. Ms. Kumalo, can you react? I'll give you 1 minute. Can you react to that?
It's very sad to hear a statement from one of my comrades, but it's granted. First and foremost, we all know in Zimbabwe since 1999 we've been fighting this regime. They've been doing the same thing all over again. And the only recourse that we have as citizens of this country who are abiding by the laws of this country is to go to the courts and challenge that, which we have done. And everything has come to naught because the courts belong to them. But that's what the law dictates. Having done that, we go back to the people and tell them, listen, we're going to the courts, this is the judgment. And then the people, we are mandated by the people, we go to the streets. We go to the streets, we are brought to a boardroom again.
Mm-hmm.
We move one 10 steps forward. When you turn your back, we move back 40 steps. So who else do we tell? We have told the Africa, the fact that is there. We have told the world. We have been crying, and no one is listening. So you tell us, as Zimbabweans who are suffering now, do we sit and let ZANU kill us? Because from here, we're going to die. Or we die fighting the same system that we are trying to correct. Because no one is going to help us accept ourselves. We went to the war and we were told that we are our own liberators. As Zimbabweans, we have to fight whichever way we can. The stringent measures that you are talking about was, we have the V11s, we are going to the courts. The same courts that are being governed by ZANU-PF, which are aligned to ZANU-PF. In the hope that with the prima facie evidence that we have, we might prove a point on the issue of rigging. So you give us another strategy on how best we can have a livelihood because we are suffering here. We are dying in hospitals. Our kids are turning into drug addicts. They are alcoholics. Because they are so dejected, they can't even go to work. As parents, we are waking up every day, 4 o'clock in the morning, going to the market to buy vegetables to sell on the street.
Mm.
Or going to quota money boutique to try and raise money for to keep up our families. We can't live like that.
Thank you, Ms. Kumalo.
Our kids are highly educated. Yeah. They are graduates from universities, but they are saving airtime.
Thank you, Ms. Kumalo.
We have to fight.
Yeah, Ms. Kumalo, I've given you 1 minute. So let's go back to the caller. 1 minute caller, can you react to it? Well, I'm told that the caller actually dropped that line. So we've got Sekai Kombe, chairperson of the Zim Political Victims Foundation Trust. Ms. Kombe, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Mr. Komba, actually. We are fine, how are you?
Gombe. I'm fine, how are you?
Wonderful. Wande, do you have a question for him?
Mwela uti batra nenye you are Gombe.
Ito kwa adi, isu se sangani rewa nwaka shunguru dwa ubrida ne political violence. Tino shunguru dwa tukuru, ne mniri jonga, ine chokita nesu matongi wenika, yaka itika musure mkunde wanuta enda kusaru dwa, wanitape za kufota. Tunaona wanu wakawanda wakashunguru kwa kufate wanu maharare kuburikizwa nekufuru wane masoja wanu wari defenseless. Izuzini zinoti shunguru za shukuru because ZANU-PF, you know, kutumira masoja kuzopfura vanhu vasina mhaka vanhu vari defenseless izvi zvinhu zvinoshungurudza zvikuru ende chinhu chinosuwisa zvikuru zvakare kuti vachiri mhanzu vanotaura vachishoropodza zvikuru MDC alliance neyamwe maparty kuita kunge isi ndo vakakonzeresa mhirizhonga yakaitika muHarare sabva kusarudzo ini semaonero angu ndakamirira sangano revanhu vakashungurudzwa ndinoona sekunge vanhu vakauya muHarare vachiuya vachida kumirira kunzwa zvichabuda musarudzo saka izvi ndizvo zvakakonzeresa kuti hurumende yechijuntai itumire masoja auye kuzopfuura vanhu vanhu vasina mhaka vanhu vasina zvavatadza zvinhu izvi zvinotishungurudza zvikuru zvakare neyamwe maripoti atiri kugamuchira ari kubva pamutoko yekuti amwe mamembers edu apisirwa dzimba kuburikidza nekuti vari kutsigira musangano wemdc kana kuti vakanga vari maagenti vemusangano wemdc alliance zvinhu zvinotishungurudza zvikuru chaizvo chisangano revanhu vakashungurudzwa kuburikidza nepolitical violence
So in English, roughly, you know, how many people have you heard that they are in this situation where they are victimized by the army? How many, what's the estimate?
So far, my report has been out now about 35 my report, one who are kushungurudzwa kuburikidza nemasoja. Zvarafetwa tine report, ndikakanzotaura kuti vasare munhu iyeye because ari kutotsvaga utiziro, ari kutotsvaga pekutizira kuti ahwande because pane motokari iri kuuya kumba kwake isina manumber plate ichimutsvaga nekuti akanga ari member yemdc alliance, akanga ari agent yemdc alliance. Kuno kunyanga not. Tine vanhu about 15 vakanga vari maagent vakatiza kuenda kunonzi kunyamutombwe just across the border remozambique kunoitwa zvegold panning asi kuri kumozambique vanhu vava vari kutsvagwa nemasoja nekuti vakanga vari maagents emdc alliance paelection zvinhu zvinotishungurudza zvikuru kuti unoona masoja anoda kupindira pane zvematongerwo enyika anoda kupindira pane zvemapato instead yekuti mdc nezamutefu nenyamwe mapato anga achiona zvinechekuita nezvesarudzo right now ndiri kurisivha mareports kubva kunyamaropa kuwadi 12 kuti kune vanhu vekumozambique vari kutambiriswa mbeu vari kutambiriswa mafertilizer ekuatenda kuti vakauya kuzovhotera ZANU-PF vari kunzvimbo yewadi 12 kunyamaropa asi iri Zimbabwe vanhu ava ndevekumozambique vanogara kumozambique asi vabvumirwa kuti vapiwe fertilizer iri kunyimwa vanhu vemdc alliance vari kunyamaropa izvozvi izvi kunyanganodzi ndiri kuponerwa izvozvi kuti mbeu iyoyo iri kutotambiriswa nakanzera wezanu pf anonzi anamanimanzi ari kunyima vanhu vemdc alliance zvinova zvizvarwa zviri muzimbabwe achipa vanhu vekumozambique vakauya kuzovhotera zanu pf paelection yapfuura
thank you so much we have to verify that you know call
Mr. Gombe is very upset about the treatment of defenseless people at the hands of the army. And he says the people had gathered to hear the results of the election, but then they met a lot of violence. And now he's also talking about the arson in Mutoko, because people are accused of having voted for the MDC. And this is a new issue that we have not heard about, that some citizens from across the border in Mozambique are being given maize seeds and fertilizer as a way to thank them for having crossed the line at the border to vote for ZANU-PF. That's an issue maybe that some officials should look into it.
Yeah, Makumalo, ngicela uvale kolompo ke ngamafutshane. Very short, sibili ngesindebele lesikhiwa lesitshona. Very, very short.
Bantwana baseZimbabwe, singalahli imbeleko ngokufelwa. Asibomama, asibopheni amarogwe, bobaba, asibopheni ziqine, asihambeni siyevitsha, sesidingwe kudubeka. Zimbabwe, the time has come to fight for our survival. If we let this anarchy go as it is, it's a disaster because literally we are sentencing ourselves to death. 5 years of more hardship is not an option. Our option is a better livelihood, and that can be achieved. Ama zangu vadigani vaname mu Zimbabwe. Oye taiwona namwe makandiwai yatikuonesa namnanga kwane nezani. Asi, atirasi mbereko nekuti tapinzwa.
Sespele lesikat mako. Sespele lesikat.
Nema kuti atina kufira ngati irwei kusvika zvanaka.
Thank you so much. We wish to take this opportunity to say thanks to Mr. Tabita Khumalo of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Tilani Masia Mhlanga, a journalist in Zambia, and then Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu of ZANU-PF. Also thank Mr. Zakai Kombe, chairperson of the Zim Political Victim Foundation Trust. Sending off his gifts to me in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanuno Kawande. Until we see you again next time, please take care and join us again. Thank you.